سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we are in the last few days of Ramadan. Naturally, Muslims locally and globally, when it comes to the month of Ramadan, males make an effort to read all our Salatul Jama'ah. And many of us come for the Taraweeh Salah also in the evening. And many of us are very particular about reading Fajr Salah also with Jama'ah. Because we are getting up for Sehri, then to read Fajr Salah Jama'ah becomes very, very easy. In the month of Ramzan, many of us increase our Quran Sharif recitation. Many of us close the shaitan box, the television, and don't watch Hollywood, Bollywood films. And also abstain from things that are haram, because it's the blessed month of Ramzan. The very, very important, the little good qualities we developed in the month of Ramadan. Out of Ramadan also, Allah grants ikhlas and istiqamat, sincerity and steadfastness, that we be regular with our daily five faras salah, our Quran Sharif recitation, our zikrullah, our charities, etc. throughout the year. We Muslims, we must remember death and life after death. Death can come anytime. To anybody, our real place of enjoyment is Jannah, paradise. A person cannot enjoy himself forever in this world. Allah, sometimes we eat, we get sick, sometimes we don't feel like eating. You can make nikah to the most pretty woman, but as the days are going, she's getting old, you become old. After a few months or years, we become parents, then grandparents. And then it's time to leave this world. In Jannah, paradise, we remain young forever. The pious wife of this world will be the most prettiest whore in Jannah. So the real place of enjoyment is Jannah, paradise. We cannot enjoy ourselves maximum in this world. I recite verse number 71 from Para 10, Surah Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about friends, good friends and bad friends. A Muslim supposed to have good Muslim friends who reminds him about Allah, reminds him about Salah, reminding about those good actions that will give us Jannah, paradise. And friends that openly do haram, their bad qualities will come into you and you'll also end up doing the haram, the disobedience of Allah. An-nasu ala deeni khalilihi. A person is on the religion of his or her friend. We are not angels, we are human. What we read, what we speak, what we listen come to the heart and mind. If we read good Islamic literature, we recite the Quran, listen to the Quran, listen to those actions that will give us Jannah, and listen about those sins that will take people towards Jahannam, then we'll be motivated to abstain from those haram and guided to go to Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala says in this verse number 71, The believing men and the believing woman, the females are friends among themselves and the males are friends among themselves. We have to observe the laws of hijab. Those that are 15 years and over, they cannot interact with the ghair mahram men. And any Islamic function, we have wedding, walima, or we have a visiting guest giving some advices on deen, there must be complete separate seatings for females and separate seatings for males. And it is compulsory for us to have a curtain or a veil between the males and females. We are all human, we are not angels. And genuinely, this is a function, the females dress to kill. And you put your eyes on another man's wife, or another man's daughter, or another man's mother or sister. And aliyazu billah, you end up dating and flirting this kabira guna. Then lazzat fani or izzat da'imi ko beta. The few minutes of enjoyment, but you lost the respect of lifetime. The family members may not give you the same respect, but you are the means of a divorce taking place. You are a means of the children being separated from the parents by you flirting with another man's wife, another man's mother, and the marriage ended up in divorce. The children will hate you for the rest of their life for breaking the marriage. Allah protect us. We can forgive, but they don't forget in a hurry. So whatever are the laws of Sharia, whatever Nabi Sam has taught us, keep up to those laws. And as friends, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَلِي الْمُنْكَرُ. Remind one another to good and stop one another from evil and haram. And Allah in this verse particularly mentioned وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. They remind one another of the faraz salah, males with jama'ah. We in the month of Ramzan, we see who the regular musallis are. And after Ramzan, we don't see them in the masjid. Remind them, especially Fajr Salah, those that are living in the same streets. Give them a phone call, tell them Isha time, you know what? We can go for Fajr Salah in one vehicle. We live in the same streets. Sometimes crime is a problem. So if you travel in the same vehicle, there's 2-3 people in the car, that we got some security and easy to come. Allah make it easy. Similar Zuhar, Asar, Maghrib, Isha, no matter what occupation we have, how busy we are looking for a, working for a Muslim company or a non-Muslim company. Where there's a will, there is a way. Even if you're working for a non-Muslim company, you tell him, this is my Zuhar time, Asar time, he'll give you the off. And many non-Muslims, they feel, yeah, it's good because you'll bring blessing in our company, you'll bring blessing in our business. I spoke of so many people, I know of so many people who work for non-Muslim companies. And the boss tell them, yeah, you must go for your prayers. And Friday also he tell him you must go. Because by you being regular with your prayers, we're getting blessings in our company and our business. But some Muslims, they themselves are lazy. They themselves don't want to read. So there's a to na chahe to bahana azar hai. If you don't desire to do something, get 1,000 excuses. Allah protect us. And zakat is also important pillar of Islam. 2.5% of our savings on the Jamiat websites or the Darul websites, the nisab of zakat is there. If you have that amount in your savings, after paying all your debts, the school fees, madrasa fees for children, electricity, water, rent, and if you're running a business owing merchants money. So after paying all your debts, what is the residue, the leftover in your savings, and reach the nisab of zakat, 2.5%. And zakat must be given to poor Muslims, and our money must not be used for anything haram. We can't use our zakah and lillah charities or any other charities for alcohol, pork, for music concerts, or to buying videos and TV to watch Hollywood, Bollywood films, all that. Our money must not be used for Hollywood, Bollywood films. It must not be used for immorality. Those Muslim organizations that are doing relief work, they must be supervised by Allah fearing ulama ikram. If they happen to take females with them, females cannot travel 78 kilometers more without a mahram. and they happen to stay overnight at hotels or guest houses, especially females, they mustn't be allowed to stay alone in a hotel or a guest house. We know what happens there today. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Close to adultery is zina. Allah protect us. And we have friends. Now, we as humans, one is the youth play some sports. We're not saying no soccer, cricket. But if Muslim friends play sports, they play out of salah times. They'll be particular about their salah. They'll be particular about Islamic dressing. Males from navel to below the knees has to be covered. Females that are 15 years and over, they must play in a place of privacy, and they play volleyball, whatever. But not for anybody and ever to admire them, especially if they are wearing a tight-fitting sportswear where the shape of the body will be exposed, the chest, the face and the hair, and attracting lustful glances from the opposite gender, zina of the eyes. And Muslims don't support professional sports because of all the haram that takes place. Semi-nude females, alcohol, gambling, all this advertising professional sports. And we cannot look at the strange film even on a cell phone or a television. To the press of a button, you can see the woman's team and the male's team. And you're making zina of the eyes. May Allah protect us. Now, one is individual basis. We have sometimes our fishing friends. It's good Muslim go fishing together also. And we feel hungry, we feel thirsty, we have halal food. We don't drink alcohol. We don't take drugs. Some people smoke their green grass, marijuana, all that. Allah protect us. So choose Muslim friends, even you get into for fishing, sports, everything. So at least we'll know what is halal and haram. What is the limitation for the Muslims? And sometime by the seaside in non-Muslim countries, there's not a lot of immoral prostitutes hang around there. And some non-Muslims, they commit zina, and you join them, aliyazu billah, you can also join them in the zina. Allah protect us. So we have our Muslim friends that we don't get involved in anything that is haram. Allah protect us and protect everybody. And the other, you must have love and respect for our ulama kiram. I'm an ordinary student. I regard every Muslim better than myself. And those ulama, 6-7 hours of the day, teaching the hifz class, darul ulum, the tongues are moist with qala Allah and qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on a Friday Jummah platform, or any after any Faraz Salah in the masjid, or during the days of Ramzan, many senior ulama are sitting for itikaf, and they have program after any Faraz Salah, especially in the evening. Sometimes they have the 40 durood and the zikrullah majlis and some advices, nasiyas after that. Take part in this program, my brothers. And we recite salawat and durood on Rasulullah. The mercy of Allah come on us, to come on the locality, and take the Quran and recite Quran. So sometimes we got our shortcomings, we got our mistakes. Nobody is perfect. We plus minus 1,447 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And truth is always bitter al-haqq wa murrun. Sometimes people tell us something truth, and we find it difficult to accept it. But be humble, I rather make tawbah, istighfar, rectify my mistakes. And Nabi Adam alayhi salam was taken out of Jannah. What he recited? Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Oh Allah, I've oppressed myself by doing wrong. Ya Allah, you most forgiving, most merciful. Recite astaghfirullah in abundance. Our beloved Rasulullah got the highest rank in Jannah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to read istighfar more than 70-80 times a day. But not for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ma'asum. From birth till Nabi left the world, Nabi only did good action. He never do anything wrong. He was under the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he read istighfar to teach the ummah, to teach his followers, to teach us. And come early for salah, come by azan time, the time between azan and iqama, just few minutes, you read your four sunnat for zahar, asar, And while waiting for the iqama to start, make take the tasbih, say astaghfirullah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, two words easy to recite, beloved to Allah, and very heavy on the scales of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. And you can add astaghfirullah with it. And recite La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul over 100 times a day. Our face will shine like the full moon on the day of Qiyamah. So easy to recite La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul. One is with undivided attention, the state of wuzu, facing the qibla in the masjid, or at home you have a musalla or a corner spot. You choose a certain time and you take that tasbih and make zikr. Today the shaitan box, the television taking all our time, either professional sports, either Hollywood, Bollywood films. People are sleeping late at night, can't get up for fajr because of watching television. Allah protect us. The school children and madrasa children are not doing their homework also because they are watching with the parent television. So send our children after madrasa, revise the surahs from what du'a to qul a'udhu rabbi nas with them, the lessons of wuzu, lessons of salah. And now, alhamdulillah, ulama got wonderful textbooks. The Jamiat has prepared beautiful textbooks for madrasa children according to the ages. One is the Ta'lim ul-Haq, that is very famous. And besides the Ta'lim ul-Haq, there are other kitabs prepared by the Jamiat regarding hadith, regarding fiqh, regarding Islamic history. We'll watch the political news. We don't know how far it's true. Sometimes it's fake news. With artificial intelligence, people making fake videos, we are getting bluffed with the film. But what Allah and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said is true. So go over the madrasa books of our children, even the adults also, and will increase in good deeds. So have love and respect for anybody that is giving us advice, whether it is our ulama, or even if Jamaat brothers come to our house for gush, they're not asking for note or vote, they're not asking for money, they're not asking for election votes, but this simple message, Allah has kept our success in obeying His commandments and following the sunnah teaching of Rasulullah. For that, come to the masjid and read Salatul Jama'ah, you get more reward. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about the bad quality of the hypocrites. Also in Para Tawbah, Para 10, Surah Tawbah, verse number 67. Al-Munafiquna wal-Munafiqatu ba'duhum min ba'd. يأمرون بالمنكر وينهون عن المعروف ويقبضون أيديهم نسوا الله فنسيهم إن المنافقين هم الفاسقون صدق الله العظيم. Allah Ta'ala says the hypocrites are friends among themselves, and the evil call it the hypocrites. They do the opposite of the Muslims. They remind people towards bad, do the bad, and don't join the Muslims. Don't do good. Join the music festivals. Join the zina. Join everything that is haram. And don't go too much to the Muslim people. Say you're a buzruk or you're a very pious person. Tomorrow when we die, we're going to be alone in our grave. When people are hungry, if I eat food, my stomach gets full. You eat food, your stomach gets full. Similarly, if we read Salah, Quran, we invest in our Jannah. And sometimes we give advice to our immediate family members also. Allah says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Protect yourself and your immediate family from the fire of Jahannam. But Nuh alayhi salam, his own father did not listen to him. His son never listened to him. Nabi Nuh and Lut alayhi salam, their own wife were disobedient. They never listened to them. So sometimes we have in our family, they're not listening to the right message. But don't resort to violence or don't rush for issue of divorce. It's a mixed suburb. The doors of Tawbah and Istighfar open. Link them to some program. They can make Tawbah and Istighfar. And alcohol and drugs is completely bad. During the golden era of Rasulullah, they were hypocrites. The Surah Munafiqun in the Quran. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. The hypocrites are very sweet talkers. In the company of Nabi Sallam, they respect him. But the moment they leave the company, they plot and plan against the Muslims.
So we must also, don't get bluffed by the hypocritical friends. One of the signs of the hypocrite, they lazily read the salah and they don't promote charity and they look for excuses to create a fight with the good Muslims. Allah give me and Allah fast tawfiq of practicing.